The running time for this Rain Hamcast podcast is 12 minutes 3 seconds. There are 7-second breaks to reset Echo Link and All-Star timers approximately every 3 minutes.
Happy New Year! This is Rain Hamcast podcast number 83 for January 7th, 2023. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR.
Technology has not overtaken us. It has left us far behind. We're having our bitter fights over the deck chairs on the Titanic with Morse code and so forth.
The words of Wayne Green, W2NSD. Does the name Wayne Green ring a bell with you? Wayne was founder of both 73 Magazine and Radio Fun Magazine. He published 73 for almost half the 20th century, prior to his passing in 2013, 10 years ago. While Wayne had the reputation of being ham radio's gloom and doomer, he showed a side of himself during a 1992 Dayton Hamvention forum few have seen or heard. Here's Wayne with a new realization for ham radio.
Well, I've been kind of wondering what to talk about. Normally, every year, I say the same thing. And everybody says, wow, that's great. And I said, gee, there must be something else I can talk about this year. So I've been thinking about that. One thing that I mentioned last month in my editorial is worth talking about, and that has to do with a justification for ham radio. Technology has not overtaken us. It has left us far behind. And we're having our bitter fights over the deck chairs on the Titanic with Morse code and so forth. And Morse code was okay when I got my license, and I have had my 50-year plaque with the ARL for several years now. The world is digital. It has been for several years. LP records are now found in antique stores and not in record stores much anymore. And we still have people fighting over Morse code and AM and other leftovers from the 20s and 30s when we should be all digital on the air, because it isn't going to be long before FM radio is out and digital broadcasting is in. And if you've read my editorial, you know there have been tests of this over in England, and they found that with 1/100th of the power, they had roughly 10 times the coverage from the same location. They used a little 9-watt digital broadcast transmitter versus about 1,000-watt FM, and the coverage was roughly 9 times as great with a perfect signal. And it had one other advantage for those of you that are not familiar with digital, and that is that you can have 6 stations on each channel. And so you just have a little switch to whichever channel you want or whichever station you want on the channel you're tuned to. If you can get kids into this hobby, we'll have kids developing digital voice communications. And the difference is that you will have far more coverage with less power, no fading. You'll have sound quality that'll knock your ears off, satellites, and you will have no interference because you'll be able to have 6, 8, or 10, or 15 people all in one frequency talking at one time with no interference, time shared. And I know that a lot of old-timers are going to hate it when I say that the no-code license has helped enormously to bring more hams into the hobby. And we're getting a lot of youngsters. And I'm just so delighted at the 73 booth to have people come up and say, hey, we just got 10 new people licensed. Hey, we just got 16 new licensed. We've got a school club going now. We've got a school club going. And I say, send pictures, send pictures, send pictures. I want to rub everybody's eyes into this and let them know what's happening. And know that they can do it too, that you can do it too. It's you that have to do this. It's the other people in your ham club that have to do this. It isn't going to happen by itself. I'm still getting letters, and I hate to see them, but I'm seeing letters almost every day from new licensees saying, gee, I went down to the local ham club, and they made it very clear that they didn't want me to come. And so what I've recommended, and I've had a couple of people come by and say, we took you to heart on this. I recommended if you have trouble with the local ham club, start your own. And they're doing this, and it's working. You can make a difference, every one of you. I'm trying hard to make a difference, not just in amateur radio, but in New Hampshire. And I've made enough of a fuss up there so they know I'm there. And when they formed an economic development commission last year, the governor appointed me to the commission. And I've been raising hell and putting a brick under it. But I haven't been doing anything that every one of you couldn't have done and couldn't do now. You have to speak out. You have to make yourself known. You have to do your homework, too. It isn't worthwhile to speak out and make yourself known if you're wrong.
You're in the middle of an excerpt from a 1992 Dayton Hamvention talk by the late Wayne Green, W2NSD. We'll share our final moments of Wayne's presentation after this break for station ID. This is Rain Hamcast podcast number 83 for January 7th, 2023. We'll be right back.
I do a lot of homework. If you've read my editorials, you know I've been writing about education for a long time. Well, I've been doing a lot more homework on this because there's an opportunity in New Hampshire to completely revamp the educational system. And boy, does it need revamping. We have, as I'm sure you know, and the teachers hate, I get the hate letters from teachers on this, we have one of the worst educational systems in the developed world. But you can change this. You can get on your local school board. You can get on committees in the state. And it is possible to do this. I haven't done anything that other people couldn't do. And I'm going to do everything possible to make a change. I'm proposing a change in our whole system right from year one on through to college graduate. 60% of the people in America have not read one single book since getting out of school. We need to get across the concept that education is a lifelong process and that going to school is just the start. It gives you the fundamentals. But it is difficult for many people to learn more and to teach themselves more. I had a heck of a job when Solid State came along. All of a sudden, I had to start over from scratch. And I remember an editorial in QST. Anybody here read QST? One, two, okay, three, four, right? In 1968, saying that the reason QST did not run Solid State articles is because hams were tube people and that Solid State would never be as good as tubes and hams would always be tubes people. And this was the technical editor of QST in 1968. We have a hobby that is so much fun that it should be illegal. We have an enormous amount of fun to offer. The kids would go crazy if they knew what we had here. But we've been very fortunate. We've kept this a secret. 29 years ago, we closed down virtually every radio club and schools in America, and we have a few hundred today. We used to have over 5,000 school radio clubs, and the ARL people get mad at me when I point out that incentive licensing proposed in 1963 not only killed the whole amateur radio industry, that it wiped out virtually every radio club in schools in the country. And I went back to my high school, which had W2ANU since about 1920, and there is no radio club. And here's a school of 10,000 students. And in school after school, I found this. I got King Hussein to put radio clubs in virtually every school in Jordan. And the kids had a ball. I went over 2 years later, or 3 years later, and met over 400 licensed amateurs in that tiny country. And they were excited. And Sherry and I were over there a few years ago, and they held a special meeting of the Royal Jordanian Amateur Radio Society, at which Prince Rod, who is the president of the society, said that I had had more of an effect on the country of Jordan than anyone other than King Hussein, just by putting amateur radio in there. Well, you can do this. If you travel, talk to the heads of these countries and point out the only way your country is going to be viable in the future is if you're able to cope with the information age, with communications, and with electronics. And the kids will learn this and love it if they have an opportunity. And your kids and your grandchildren will too. But only if you do something.
And that concludes our short time listening to the Ham Radio Communicator, Wayne Green, W2NSD, founder of 73 Magazine and Radio Fun. He published 73 through the 1960s into 2000. Wayne Green became a Silent Key in 2013, 10 years ago. Rain Hamcast podcast number 84 will post January 21st, 2023. Rain founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, edits and produces this bi-weekly Ham Radio Hamcast without monetization. Your support via PayPal and feedback on the rainreport.com are appreciated. Copyright 1985, 2023, Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. All rights reserved.
Rain programming is made available and is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivatives 4.0 International License at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-nc-nd/4.0.
You are encouraged to download, share, post, and transmit the Rain Hamcast in its entirety via amateur radio. Thanks to Tom Shimizu, N9JDI, for posting a not-for-broadcast version of these podcasts via the Rain Report channel on YouTube. Very 73 from Rain. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Keep on hamming.